Okay, we are back with St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. And coach, welcome back. How are you today?
Excellent. Get some beautiful weather out. Finally feels like we're playing spring sports. And
I think in the day. I think lacrosse players and baseball players in New England got to be the toughest, because in the spring you got the worst weather. So nice to see the sun out, as you say, Coach. I want to ask you so much to talk about. The power rankings came out for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and not unexpected that St. John's Prep is at the top. But you ran into a difficult time against BC High. I read the write up in the Salem News. Tell me about that game, because you know, your kids are so seasoned and they've got so much experience, and you've played such a great schedule so far. Tell me about the ebb and flow of that game against BC.
BC's really good. They're very talented. They have a bunch of seniors, guys who've been on that team for the last 3 years. They did some stuff that we didn't necessarily handle well, a couple of defensive pressure things, and we threw the ball away a bit, and then their face-off kid was outstanding. He won a majority of the face-offs, and he scored 3 goals for him. So I think if there was, there's a lot of things that we could improve upon, and if, we get a chance to see them in a game in June, I'm looking forward to it. I think it would give us a good chance to see how much we've learned.
Mm-hmm. Tim Kearns is with us. Tim?
I'm not sure I want to jump to the win against Staples just yet, Rick. So what's the defining trait of your team as you look at them as a group?
We have a lot of senior offensive players. So really deep in the midfield, running essentially 8 midfielders on the offensive end, and then 4 senior attackmen. So I think that is kind of the defining trait of the season so far has been just running all these seniors in the offensive end.
John, so often with... I'm sorry, Coach, go ahead.
I'm taking that statement, and I'm looking at the article in the Salem News today, and in the defining moments of the game against Staples, you said there was a time when you would call a timeout at that particular junction of the game. In that situation, you would call a timeout automatically, but you let them play. Was that a sign of again the trust that they've developed with you, because of the maturity and the number of senior leadership guys that you have on your team?
Yes, I think so. We had won the face-off in lacrosse overtime. It's a 4-minute period. Generally, you win the face-off, you're taking a timeout and, setting up your offense. We had our guys out there. We were able to execute our substitutions, and I felt like it was best to just leave it in their hands and let them go out and play. If we had taken a timeout, we would have put essentially the same guys out there and hopefully gotten a similar look. In hindsight, if we don't score there and they go down and score, the newspaper article is I'm an idiot for not taking a timeout and all that. But at some point, I think we need our guys to go out and execute. And Matt Morrow, who's a senior, he's been outstanding for us for the last 2 years. He scored the game tying goal, and we backed up a shot, which was on a sideline, which is kind of odd. He picked the ball up in a position that he's really good at, and he went to the goal and scored. So I think that's seniors. If it was a bunch of sophomores out there and some inexperienced guys, I think we probably would have taken a timeout and settled it down and done a little bit. But when you have guys who've been doing it for a while and been around, you hope that they're able to make plays when you need them to, and we were lucky enough that Matt was able to.
John, often St. John's Prep's teams, how do I say it? They they don't have a lot of competition sometimes in some games, and so some of the scores are a little lopsided on the one hand, but on the other hand, you get to get every kid some experience. A game like, for example, Andover, or a game like BC, the second game against BC, and this game against Staples, as a coach, how are you going to use that, or will you even use any of that in terms of preparation and how they continue to play? Because they've played some really close ones now, and they've even had the sting of a loss.
Yeah, we want to try and play the best possible schedule we can play each year. We're helped in that by our league being really strong, playing BC High twice, DeVarian twice, CM twice, St. John Shrewsbury and MC twice is good for us because they're very good. And then we want to go out and schedule the best possible teams we can find out of league. This year, being able to play Staples, who's one of the best teams in the country out of Connecticut, was a huge opportunity. We went down there last year, and lost to them, and they went on to win the Connecticut State Championship. We had a great year. Same thing with LaSalle. LaSalle was state champs in Rhode Island last year. We played them the week before into an overtime game, which, again, we play those games because it's preparing us to hopefully perform in June. And I think the challenge for us right now is, can we get better? Can we learn from those experiences?
Mm-hmm.
And put it all together when it really matters, down the stretch.
Tim?
We always talk about a coach, growing up, the coaches that you played for would always say, you want to get better, you have to play up. You can't play down. You can't play lesser opponents. You've got to play up. You've got to play the guys that may be better than you, to challenge yourself to find out just how good you are. And when you have that success, it's the confidence that you gain from those kind of confrontations that really serve you well, especially later, like you said, later in the season.
Yeah, the opportunity to play the best teams possible is something that we do it to get better, and I think it hopefully pays dividends in June.
Coach, back to league play now on Wednesday. You've got I guess it's Tuesday. Excuse me. You got CM coming up, and okay, you won the first time around, but they've got a pretty good record. What's the preview against them?
We need to be ready. A hour and a half bus ride down to West Roxbury is always tough. CM always comes out and plays us really tough when we play down at their place. So we need to be ready for them. They have some good offensive players who impressed us the first time we played them at our place. Coach Powers has done a really, really good job. I think one of the things that I look for as a coach is, when we go play a team, are they organized? Are they disciplined? How are they doing all these little things? And every time we have played CM over the last 3 years, they have gotten better at all of those things. So, Coach Powers has done a great job there, and our guys really need to show up. And, it's one of those, I think these are great opportunities to play a team twice in the regular season, because there's a very good chance that you end up playing a team twice or three times in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And, for a high school athlete, you want to remind them, hey, last game, take a couple things from it, look at what they did, but forget about the result, because it literally has nothing to do with this game. Let's just focus on making sure we show up and play well. So it'll be a good test for us tomorrow on the road down there.
Tim, some final thoughts for Coach Pinchon?
Coach, again, I was just looking through the Salem News. Do you ever guys ever play any of the ISL teams, like Tingri or any of those?
No. One, the games don't count for our record because they're not part of the MIAA or part of their own state association, like Staples plays in the CIAC. So that's one reason. And then the other reason is there's just a scheduling difference. They start about either 2 weeks or 3 weeks before us, so that when we are in our scrimmages preseason, they're already in their regular season. And then when we are getting ready for the postseason and we're trying to find scrimmages, most of those schools actually wrap up before Memorial Day. So we will occasionally find time to scrimmage them. We'll scrimmage some of them at the sub-varsity levels. But we really, we don't play any of them in the regular season.
I'm just seeing Malden Catholic is the only other – well, Malden Catholic and Hingham, you got more games on the schedule left than that, don't you?
Yeah, so we play CM tomorrow night. Next Tuesday, we go up and play Bishop Gerton. They are
okay.
best team in New Hampshire. That should be a really, really tough game. Bishop Curtin, excellent. The following day, we play Malden Catholic. Then the following week, we go to Shrewsbury, St. John Shrewsbury on a Tuesday, and we end the season on Saturday, Memorial Day weekend against Hingham, which will be another great game.
So oh, my goodness.
We've got a good five-game stretch here to wrap up before the playoffs come
up. Okay, and how's practice gone since Staples?
Well, we had one today, and it did not go well.
Uh-oh.
So, but, you know, we're getting, yeah, it just, the longer I do this, the more I'm reminded of what Coach Wilkins at Marblehead always used to say, which is we are coaching 15 to 18-year-old high school kids. And as much as you love them, sometimes they just have so much stuff going on in their lives. This is a busy time for them. They're wrapping up classes, taking AP exams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you know, for us as adults who are able to manage and focus, I think it's a good reminder that we got to make sure we check our perspectives and keep our focus on helping these kids perform and be ready to perform when they need to, and sometimes they might just not have it.
Yeah, well, we can say that for adults too. So it's it's so much more important. And I'll tell you, it's funny what you just said with Coach Wilkins. Brian St. Pierre, whenever we talk football, he is always saying, "Is you know, people have got to be reminded. They're still kids. They're good. Yep. They're talented, but they're still kids." So, oh God, great talking with you, Coach. And I want to do it again, of course. But in the meantime, congratulations on a fantastic season up to this point, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, John. Take care.